This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. It's Election Day in Bethel, and the polls are open for three different races. There's the Bethel City Council election, the Lower Kuskokwim School Board election, and the Bethel Advisory School Board election. KYUK municipal reporter Olivia Eberts will walk you through how and where to vote and who's running. Plus, find out when you can expect to hear results.
Let's start with who can vote and where. If you're registered to vote in Bethel and you haven't already voted early, you can vote in today's local election. If you're not sure about your voter registration status, you can head to vote.org and click on the button that says Check Your Registration. If you applied for the Permanent Fund Dividend, then you're automatically registered to vote in Alaska. There are two places to vote in town. Where you vote depends on which precinct you live in. Precinct 1 encompasses the northern neighborhoods in Bethel, and Precinct 2 contains the southerly neighborhoods. If you live in Precinct 1, you'll vote at the Lower Kuskokwim District Office. It's the big green building next to the Bethel Regional High School. If you live in Precinct 2, you'll vote at the Bethel Cultural Center. You can find a map of the precincts on kyuk.org. The polls in each location are open until 8 p.m. Each election will be on its own ballot. There are 4 seats open for Bethel City Council. Each is for a 2-year term. 6 candidates are in the race. The candidates are Mary Beth Hessler, Jared Carr, Conrad C.J. McCormick, Jess Schroeder, Mark Springer, and Eric Whitney. In the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board race, 6 candidates are running for 4 seats. Each is for a 3-year term. 2 candidates are running unopposed, Richard Long of Gweethluk and Michael Husa of Bethel. Another seat in Bethel is contested. It's currently being held by Deanna Latham. She's being challenged by Catherine Cedars. Lastly, the Coastal Villages seat is contested as well, and currently the seat is held by incumbent Katie Anthony of Nightmute. And Felix Anthony of Tununik is challenging her. In the Bethel Advisory School Board elections, there are 7 candidates vying for 6 open seats. Terms are for 3 years. The candidates are Sonia Beaver, Deshaun Ferrey, Brian Jackson, Mark Jones, Jamie Jacobs McDonald, Winter Montgomery, and Wyatt Rogers. KYUK has aired stories about all the elections and has profiled each Bethel City Council candidate. To find those stories, head to our website. Unofficial results for the Bethel City Council race will likely be available this evening around or after 9 p.m., and KYUK will post them to our website and Facebook page. The official results will be available on October 7th. The unofficial results from the school board elections will be available this evening around 9 as well. They'll be posted online, and you can find the link by heading to kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to mining, a potential gold mine is being explored in western Alaska, just north of the Donlin Gold Project. But the company exploring the area says a mine actually being developed there is far from guaranteed. KYUK's Greg Kim has the details.
The potential mine is called Flat Gold. It's in its very early stages. It's located just 25 miles north of the Donlin Gold Project. Tectonic Metals is a company that will be exploring Flat for gold. CEO and President Tony Retta says there are key differences between Flat and Donlin.
We're years, decades behind where Donlin is, so we don't even know if Flat is going to be a mine.
But if Flat does become a mine, Retta says it could benefit from being so close to Donlin.
We're not hanging our hat on Donlin moving forward, but obviously, given the scale and the magnitude of that project, I would envision not just Flat, but the entire area benefiting from, say, improved infrastructure, roads, power being brought in.
Flat could also benefit from a gas pipeline, which Donlin got approval in August from the state to build. It would stretch from Cook Inlet to Crooked Creek at the Kuskokwim River headwaters. Several tribes in the YK Delta are challenging the state's approval in court. Doyon Limited, a regional Alaska Native corporation, owns the land where the Flat Gold Project is located. Doyon CEO and President Aaron Schutt says despite Donlin and Flat being so close together, they would have different potential environmental impacts. While Donlin is in the Kuskokwim River watershed, Flat is not. Instead, Shutt says water in Flat flows into the Iditarod, Innoko, and Yukon rivers. Any potential partnership between Flat and Donlin would be years or decades into the future. For now, Flat is in an exploration phase. The mineral exploration company Tectonic will be determining if enough gold exists there to build a mine. Retta says this process can take a very long time.
On average, the life cycle of a project going from, say, discovery into production is 20 years.
Tectonic was founded in 2017 and is based in Vancouver, Canada. In its short history, Tectonic has explored 7 sites for gold. None have become mines yet.
In our industry, the norm is that most of these projects do not make it.
But there is evidence that suggests Flat contains gold. According to Tectonic, the precious metal was first discovered there in 1908, after which Tectonic says an estimated 1.4 million ounces of gold were extracted through placer mining. Placer mining separates gold from sand or gravel rather than drilling into rock. In the next few weeks, Retta says Tectonic will send geologists to sample and analyze the rock surface in various areas of Flat. If those samples prove promising, he said the company could move on to drilling in the coming years. Then the project could employ dozens and up to over 100 people. Retta says many would be local workers.
We intentionally incorporated local hiring preferences, Doyon organizations, local villages.
The landowner for the project, Doyon, does not stand to benefit much financially from this deal unless enough gold is discovered at Flat for a mine to be built. At that point, Doyon gets royalties on any gold that is extracted. CEO and President Aaron Shutt said Flat may never get to that point.
In rural Alaska, you have to discover quite a sizable resource, whether that's gold or any other mineral, in order for it to even potentially become a mine.
Shutt said by the end of this deal, Doyon would at least learn more about its lands. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Lastly, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is holding a virtual town hall public meeting today at 1:30 p.m. to provide an update on the COVID-19 pandemic in the region and answer the public's questions. The event will occur over Zoom and be live streamed on Facebook. KYUK will broadcast the town hall live on 6:40 a.m. KYUK will also air a Yukdung translation of the event at a later date. YKHC is holding the event 6 days after declaring crisis standards of care. Before it announced these crisis standards, YKHC informed KYUK that it would not be granting KYUK any interviews and would only respond to KYUK's questions via email. The town hall is today at 1:30 p.m. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to the email news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.